Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline is Hawks GM Landry Fields. Landry, good morning, and thanks for coming on with us again this morning.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. Hawks playing the Pistons at home tonight. We had the win over the Warriors and then, you know, that tough loss to the Spurs. A lot of your guys have talked about consistency. How does your team find that tonight as they move forward with the rest of the season?
Yeah, tough is one way to describe that loss.
I was trying to put it a good way for you.
That's okay. Hey, we'll get to know each other. We're good here. They're right. I'm with them on that. There's a number of things, but in the theme of consistency, you know, Quinn had mentioned how things can't be situational and it can't be conditional. There's got to be consistency on both sides of the ball. And it was sort of like Hecklin Jai there and Jekyll and Hyde, whatever. I think I switched my letters there. It's still early in the morning, I guess. But you look at the first half of San Antonio, the second half of the San Antonio game, and you kind of see two different teams. And, you know, the context is key as well. San Antonio hit some pretty tough shots. They gained some momentum, and we reverted back to old habits, you know, ways in which we do not want to play. But part of the first half, and we were really good, and Trey didn't necessarily play one of his better ball games, and to experience that success in the first half, even without, you know, his level of mastery, is encouraging. And so, yeah, we got to pull it all together. There's a lot of new things that we've been implementing, and our guys have responded very well to that. But in any developmental process, as I probably saw on this show before, it takes time. And it's like you got to overcome old habits. You know, it's a key for basketball. It's a key for life as well. So we'll give it some time. We'll keep, you know, hammering out, repping it all out. And, you know, tonight we have another opportunity before us against Detroit.
And you mentioned that you guys are trying to break these habits because it has been kind of an issue over the last few seasons, Landry. Can you kind of talk about what things y'all are doing to address, to break out? Because it's there. I mean, we get these big leads, and then they just kind of slowly dwindle away. Can you just talk about what things we're doing to address them?
Yeah, so it's a number of things. First and foremost is it's about bringing definition. And it's in coordination, too, with, you know, what we're doing in a larger picture with the Hawks is about defining what it means to be a Hawk, defining what our vision is, defining our absolutes, what I call a radical minimum standard. So at the end of the day, everybody that is a part of, you know, basketball operations is held to certain standards, and we have them and we call them absolutes. And it's like something that we can expect day in and day out. Now, that's not a magic formula. It takes time to sort of download all those and addressing them and making sure that we're practicing them. And it's the same on the court. So Quinn comes in and he's defining certain absolutes on the offensive side of the ball. He's defining certain absolutes on the defensive side of the ball. You know, everything from, you know, like transition defense, no middle, no paint. Like, you got to attack to close and, you know, get hits on guys. Like, those, when you define them, you can see them. When you can see them, that means that they're repeatable. You can actually continuously do them. So when you're watching on film with those certain aspects, guys are able to see whether you do it or you don't do it. There's no gray area. And you don't want to come down super hard on guys. It's not about that. Like, the challenge is in seeing that you don't do it. So once you see it, you know, you talk about why. We call them like a Kairos moment. And then from there, you continue to execute plans in place on how to overcome them in the future. And slowly but surely, your threshold gets further and further away from crossing over into poor habits, you know, a la San Antonio. So what we do to address it is you have to define it. You have to be able to see it. You can't change what you can't see. And then from there, you know, you just rep it out. It's like learning how to shoot with your left hand. You know, at first, it's going to look clunky. And it's not going to look fun. And it's not going to be fun. But over time, it just becomes part of who you are, becomes part of your game. And that's just the same as at the group level. It's no magic formula, but it is about consistency and is about accountability and encouragement as well. You know, it's a hard process to change, but guys need to continuously stay inspired. And then it's our job in leadership and as coaches to continuously hammer away at that, offer challenge when challenge is needed, offer support when support is needed.
Landry, you guys are 20-21 against teams under 500. I thought it was interesting. Clint Capella talks about the maturity needed to kind of focus on themselves as opposed to, you know, focus on who they're playing or what the situation is in the game. And obviously, two teams in the next couple of nights that are under 500. You get the Pistons and the Timberwolves, who I think are a lot like the Atlanta Hawks, and they're kind of, you know, floundering right around the 500 mark. What do you want to see the next couple of days as you kind of move towards these possible play-in games, move towards playoff scenarios? What do you want to see against these teams the next couple of days that are under 500?
Well, first, I'm very encouraged when you all repeat what players have said, and you know, I think our players are spot on with a lot of what they've said, everything from the consistency to now what Clint is talking about in terms of maturity. And that's another item that, you know, we need to continuously attack as well. And that also takes time. Like, guys have got to understand that if one game is one game, then you got to push it to the next game. You got Golden State and you got San Antonio, two very different teams at two very different stages of development in their organization. So how we approach each game has to be consistent, and consistency is predicated upon how mature we approach every single game. And that's something that we need to continuously grow in as well. So I'm glad Clint said that. And you mentioned, let me not forget what you asked in a second, our approach tonight with Detroit, you were saying?
Yeah, I'm just curious what you want to see the next couple of nights. We talk about the record under 500, and Clint, obviously, like I said, highlighting the fact that there needs to be more maturity, more focus in these situations. What do you want to see the next couple of nights?
I mean, it's consistency. It can't be a possession. Who you play the particular night, whatever time the game is, like, all the factors and variables are all changing all the time, and we can't control those. So what I want to see is the consistency in the approach and the effort and the targeting of the absolutes that we're implementing. And we have to make sure that that's not conditioned upon whatever situation we're in. Whoever's in front of us that we're guarding, our defensive principles don't change. Whatever time the game starts, our defensive and offensive principles, they do not change. All the variables that are external that we can't control should just remain those. Like, how we approach each game, from our attitude to our behaviors to our actions, those are well within our control. So what I want to see is making sure that no matter what, we are doing the things that make us us, and because those are in our control, and those are the things that we can be held accountable for.
And Landry, you just mentioned you were encouraged by hearing what some of your players had to say, and you used that word accountability. So does that give you then maybe that encouragement you were speaking of, knowing that, hey, these guys are kind of taking ownership for what's happening on the floor, and it can maybe get you guys closer to being back on track?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, like, part of any life force for us as humans, and I believe for players right now, is accountability and, like, pathway of personal responsibility. So to hear, you know, what you were talking about, because you're listening to our players and then you're repeating it back to me, those are sacred echoes. And that means that guys are hearing it, and that means that they're starting to see it more and more. And so I'm encouraged because, again, you can't change what you can't see. So if I'm hearing that and they're repeating the things that we're trying to establish and trying to become better at, like, that's the first step. Now we give it time and we give it reps and practice. And over the long haul, like, we'll start to see, they'll just become habits, and then the identity will take place, and then what it means to be a Hawk and how we're trying to define that from a vision standpoint will ultimately get there, and that's the formula.
Landry, real quick, can you give us an update on Jalen Johnson? I know he's listed on the injury report.
He had a little MRI recently, yesterday, and it's mild, but we want to be extra cautious with him. You know, he's been unbelievable the last few weeks, you know, before getting injured. We want to make sure that he's going to be able to sustain anything in the future. You know, with our goals and our objectives for this season, still with postseason play, they still remain. and we're going to need him. And what he brings to the table is a unique playmaking big. So shouldn't be too long, but yeah, right now he's out.
That is Atlanta Hawks GM Landry Fields joining us. Thank you so much for your time. Landry, always good to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.